我们一同翻到马太福音
Matthew chapter 4
马太福音第四章
We'll read from verse 23
我们从第23节读起
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23
马太福音第四章第二十三节
And Jesus went round the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the glad tidings of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every bodily weakness among the people.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音。医治百姓各样的病症。
And his fame went out into the whole of Syria, and they brought to him all that were ill, suffering under various diseases and pains, and those possessed by demons, and lunatics, and paralytics, and he healed them.
他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。那里的人把一切害病的就是害各样疾病各样疼痛的和跪北妇的癫痫的和瘫痪的都带了来耶稣就治好了他们
And great crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan
当下有许多人从加利利迪加波利耶路撒冷犹太约旦河外来跟着他
But seeing the crowds he went up into the mountain and having sat down his disciples came to him
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来
and having opened his mouth he taught them
他就开口教训他们说
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们好不好再有一点祷告
Dear Lord, as we gather together here this morning,
亲爱的主，今天早上我们在聚集在这里。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心是充满了感谢。
We want to thank thee for this opportunity.
我们要谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank thee that thou art always mindful of us.
我们实在是感谢你，因为你常常想到我们。
That thou shalt gather us together to hear thy word.
那你就把我们聚集在一起，听你自己的话。
Dear Lord, we ask that thou wilt speak to us.
亲爱的主啊，我们求你向我们说话。
May thy word truly be life and spirit to us.
好让你的话成为我们的灵我们的生命。
We commit ourselves to thee for this morning.
主啊今天早上我们把我们自己交在你的手中。
We pray that thou will open our understanding.
我们祷告你让我们里头的悟性敞开。
Thou will grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
That we may truly know thee.
好让我们真正能知道你。
And know thee is eternal life.
我们能知道你是那一个永生。
We praise and thank thee.
我们感谢你我们赞美你。
Because we know that thou art here with us.
因为我们知道你的确是在我们中间。
And thy spirit is here to do thy work.
你的灵在这里为你自己工作。
We just commit this time totally.Into thy hand.
我们把这一段时间完全的仰望在你的手中。
And may thy name be glorified.
愿你的名被高举。
We ask all in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们亲爱的主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We do thank the Lord for gathering us together here this time.
我们感谢我们的主这一次把我们高举在一起。
I always feel that every time God's people come together is the mercy of God.
我实在是觉得每一次神的百姓我们能聚集在一起实在是主的怜悯。
We know that our Lord is coming soon.
我们知道我们的主快回来了。
And he is preparing us for his return.
他要把我们准备好，让他能够再来。
So we thank him for this opportunity.
所以我们实在感谢他给我们这样的机会。
And we just look to him that he will speak to our hearts.
我们仰望他，好让他能够让我们的对着我们的心说话。
That we may be prepared, ready for him.
好让我们能准备好他回来。
The burden of this time,
我们这一次的负担
is on the so-called sermon.On the mount.
是这个山上的教训。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7.
这个在圣经里面记载在马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章。
I believe that the Sermon of the Mount, in a sense, is well known.
我相信，这个山上的教训可以说是很多人都知道。
And yet, it is.Very little understood.
可是呢，一般我们不能够了解它。
What does the Lord really say to us?
主在这里向我们到底说什么？
And how should we respond to His word?
那我们对他的话需要有什么样的反应？
I think it is very important for us to know.
我相信。对我们来说，这是很重要的一件事，我们需要知道。
Because it has much to do with our daily living.
因为这个跟我们日常的生活很有关系。
And much to do with our readiness for His return.
那对我们准备好自己，让他能再来这件事情，也是很有关系。
Now, in order to understand what the Sermon on the Mount really teach,
而我们若是要真正能领会山上的教训主在这里教训什么
I think first of all we need to understand what is the theme of the gospel according to Matthew
我想一件很要紧的事情就是我们需要知道马太福音的主旨是什么
I believe probably most of us know
我相信我们大部分人都知道
that the gospel according to MatthewIs centered upon our Lord Jesus as King.
马太福音的主旨是中心是在这里，就是说我们的主耶稣他是王。
And he came into this world to set up his kingdom upon this earth.
他来到这个世界上是要建立他自己的国度。
Now truly, our Lord Jesus is the Savior of the world.
的确，我们的主他是。
His very name Jesus means he shall save his people from their sins.
他的名字耶稣就是说他要把他自己的百姓从罪恶中间拯救出来。
But you notice,
可是我们注意到
that he shall save his people from their sins.
他要把他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
So you know here there is his people.
所以这里有一个词叫做他的百姓
And he is coming to save his people
他来是拯救他的百姓
So he is king
所以他在这里是王
He came into this world
他来到这个世界
To save his own people from their sin
来把他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来
He is not only the king of the Jews
他不只是犹太人的王
He is the king of all those whom he has called to himself.
他是所有那些他自己所招来的人的王。
You remember when our Lord Jesus was judged by Pilate.
你记得当我们主耶稣被比拉多所审判的时候。
That is recorded in John chapter 18.
是在约翰福音第十八章。
Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews?
比拉多问他你是不是犹太人的王
And our Lord Jesus answered,
我们主耶稣回答说
I am the king.
我是王
I was born for that very purpose.
我是生来做 做王的，做这个 目的。
But my kingdom is not of this world.
但是我的国度不在这个世界上。
I came to bear witness to the truth.
我来是为真理做见证。
And those who are of the truth hear me.
这些属于真理的就听我的话。
So we know that our Lord Jesus is the King.
因此我们知道我们的主是王。
But his kingdom is not of this world.
但是他的国度不是在这个世界上。
He is bringing the kingdom of the heavens upon this earth.
他是把天国带到地上。
He came into his own.
他来到他自己的百姓中间。
And his own did not receive him.
自己的人却不接纳他。
But whosoever receive him,
但是无论谁接纳了他,
they are given the right to be the children of God.
他们就有权是被称为神的儿女。
And all who believe in him,
所有相信他的人,
they are born not of this world.
他们不是从这世界生的,
not of man's flesh,
也不是从血肉生的,
and not of man.
也不是人意生的
but of God
他们是神生的
so in other words
换句话说
our Lord Jesus came into this world
我们主耶稣来到这世界上
to gather a people out of every tribe every tongue every nation
他把人从各国各方各民中间招出来
and to gather them unto himself
把他们招出来归向他自己
To be his own people.
成为他自己的百姓。
And he is to be their king.
他要做他们的王。
But when our Lord came into this world,
但是当我们的主他来到这世上的时候,
the world rejected him.
是这个世界却不接受他。
But in God's mysterious way,
但是神在神的奇妙的作为上。
When the world crucified him on the cross.
当世界把我们的主钉在十字架上的时候
there on the cross, he accomplished the work of redemption.
在十字架上他就成就了救赎的工作
He redeemed a people unto himself.
他把人救赎回来归向他自己
We may say that heaven invaded the earth.
我们可以说天在这里就占据了地。
Heaven came upon this earth.
天到了地上来。
And then draw a people into that kingdom.
把人招聚吸收来到了天国。
And by the grace of God,
因着神的恩典
we who are saved,
我们这些得救的人
we who have received the life from above,
我们从天上得到了生命的人
we became the son of the kingdom.
我们就成为天国的种子。
You remember in Matthew chapter 13.
记得在马太福音第十三章。
Our Lord Jesus spoke to us in parables.
我们主耶稣跟我们用比喻说。
And in the first parable, he said, the sower went out to sow the seed.
第一个比喻说撒种的人就是撒种
and the sower is none other but the Lord himself
撒种的人不是别人就是我们这主
and the seed is the word of the kingdom
那个种子就是天国的话
and some seed fall into the wayside
有的种子掉在路旁
in other words there are some people's heartLike the wayside.
换句话说，有的人的心就像路旁一样。
It has been trodden and hardened.
被踩过了，是硬的。
And here you find the birds will come and pick up these seeds.
这里鸟来就把这些种子就吃掉了。
But some seed fallen unto the stony ground.
有些种子就掉在石头的地上。
And it comes up very quickly.
这个种子很快就发芽。
But because there is no root.
但是因为没有根的缘故。
So when the sun shines upon it.
所以当太阳照在上面的时候。
It withers.
它就萎缩了。
And then some fall into thorny ground.
有些种子掉在荆棘的当中。
It does get root.
它的确是有根的。
But when it grows up, it is being killed by the thorns.
但是当它长起来的时候，就被荆棘就盖住了，就杀死了。
So it cannot, it does not bear fruit.
它没有办法长果子。
But thank God that some seed fall into good ground.
但是我们感谢主，有的种子是掉在好土里面。
And patiently, you find it begins to grow and bear fruit.
我们看慢慢的这个种子就长起来，而且可以结果。
100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，you hear say our Lord Jesus when He came into this world.
你听到，你知道。当我们主来到世上的时候
He is the sower.
他是那一个撒种的。
And he sowed the word of the kingdom.
他把天国的道撒出去。
And when the word reaches the heart,
当这个道和这个话到我们心里的时候
there are some who receive the word of the kingdom to their heart.
有些人就能够接受这天国的话到他们心里。
And then our Lord Jesus continued with the second parable.
然后我们主就开始说了第二个比喻。
And in the second parable,
第二个比喻里面
the Lord said the man went out and sowed the seed on the field.
他说有一个人到田里面去撒种。
And the man again is our Lord Jesus.
人，这个人是谁呢？又是我们的主。
But the seed here,In the second parable, is different.
但是在第二个比喻里面的种子是不一样的。
It is not no longer the word of the kingdom.
不再是说天国的道。
The seed here is the son of the kingdom.
这个种子是什么呢？是天国之子。
In other words,
换句话说
those who have received the word of the kingdom into their heart.
就是这些接受了天国的道在他们心里的人
They become the sons of the kingdom.
他们就成为天国的种子。
And the Lord sowed them on the field.
我们的主就把他们撒在田里。
But the field here is not the same field as in the first parable.
这个田跟第一个比喻里面的田不一样。
In the first parable, the field is the heart.
第一个比喻里面田是指到我们的心
But in the second parable, the field is the world.
第二个比喻里面这个田是世界
In other words, God sowed the son of the kingdom in this world.
换句话说主就把天国之子就撒在这田里
But,
撒在世界里
But when the man slept,当人睡觉的时候，
但是当人在睡觉的时候
，and in the original you find the man here is plural number。
在原文里面，这个人是多数的。
It is not the singular number man who sowed the seed。
这并不是说那一个撒种的那个人。
Now who are these men？
那这些人是谁呢
？These men slept。
这些人睡着了。
In other words, they are not watchful。
换句话说，他们没有警醒。
They are the servants of the Lord.
他们其实是主的仆人。
But they are not watchful.
但是他们没有警醒。
And while they are sleeping,
当他们睡觉的时候
the enemy came in.
仇敌来了。
And sowed into the same field.
在同样的田里面撒了东西。
He sowed the bad seed.
撒了那个败子。
The tear, the darnel.
坏的种子。
Now in the beginning it wasn't noticed.
在开始没有人注意。
But when gradually these seeds began to grow.
当我们看见这些种子开始长起来的时候。
And began to bear fruit.
开始结果子的时候。
Then you find a great difference there.
那你就看到很大的不同。
The wheat.
那个麦子。
As it grows.
当它长的时候。
And when it is full of fruit.
当它满了果子的时候
You find that it will bend down
你看见它慢慢就弯下来
But the darnel
但是那个败子
You find that it will also bear a kind of black seed.
你看到它也开始结一些黑颜色的果子。
But it was stand straight.
但是它们是直直的站在那里。
So at that time, the servants of the Lord began to notice the difference.
在那个时候，神的仆人们就开始看见这两种东西不一样。
So they came to the master.
所以他们来到主人的面前。
And say, is it not that you sow only the good seed?
说主人啊，你不是只撒了好种子吗？
Now why is it there are these bad things?
为什么有那么多的败子呢？
Well, the master knows.
主人知道。
He said the enemy does it.
主人说这是仇敌撒的。
And then these servants said.
那仆人们就说
Should we go out and pick them out?
我们是不是现在应该去把这些袋子都拔出来呢？
No, the master said.
主人说不是的。
Don't do that.
不要这样做。
Because their root had already intertwined.
因为他们的根和好的种子的根 都缠在一起。
So when you root out the darnel, you will root out the wheat too.
所以当你拔麦子拔出来的时候，好的种子、好的麦子也给你拔出来。
Let them grow until the harvest time.
你让他们一同长，长到收成的时候。
And the angels will come and separate them.
天使要来把他们两个分开。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
，through these parables we understand.
你经过这些比喻，我们懂得一件事。
That our Lord Jesus came into this world to sow the seed, the word of the kingdom.
我们主来到世界上来撒天国道的这个种子。
And those who receive these words,
那些接受天国的道的人，
they become the sons of the kingdom of the heavens.
他们成为天国的种子。
And our Lord sowed them into this world.
我们的主把他们撒在世界上。
To be a testimony to the world.
成为在世界上他的见证。
Until the day shall come,
直到有一天
when the kingdom of the heavens shall publicly appear on this earth,
当天国要明明的来到世上，
then everything will be clear.
什么事情都明显了。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
you'll find that our Lord, the purpose why our Lord came into this world,
你可以看到我们主来到世上的目的是什么？
is not just to save some people,
不只是救一些人，
but to bring them into his kingdom,
而且要把他们带到他自己的国度，
and to train them,
来训练他们，
so that one day when his kingdom shall appear on this earth,
好让有一天他的天国来到世上的时候，
they shall reign with him,
他们可以与他一同作王。
In Colossians chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章，
you remember there is such word.
你记得有这么一句话。
He has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势中拯救出来。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
把我们迁到他爱子的国度。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
因此亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we need to understand one thing.
我们需要懂得一件事情。
That we are not only being saved.
我们不只是得救。
But we are put into the kingdom of the heavens.
我们而且被放在那天国的里面。
And having been put into the kingdom of the heavens,
当我们被放到天国的里面的时候，
our Lord will teach us how to live in that kingdom.
我们的主要告诉我们怎么样在天国里面过生活。
What is kingdom living?
是天国的生活是怎么回事？
Even though we are on earth,
虽然我们今天在世上，
and yet because our life is from above,
因为我们的生命是从上面来的，
so we should live a kingly, a heavenly life upon this earth.
所以我们要过一个君王的生活，过一个天上的生活在世界上。
And that is what the Sermon on the Mount is all about.
这就是山上教训要告诉我们。
Now let us turn to Matthew.
让我们回到马太福音。
In Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第四章，
we find that our Lord Jesus, he was preaching there.
我们的主在那里教训。
And then you find people came from all directions to hear him.
我们看了人从四方来听他讲。
And then here you find great crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan.
这里有许多人从加利利、基加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。
And when our Lord saw the crowds,
当我们的主看见这么多人的时候，
He went up into the mountain.
他就到山上去。
Now usually you find when the crowds came to our Lord.
你经常看见一件事，就每一次当人许多人来到主面前的时候，
You find our Lord, He was moved with compassion.
我们就看见那个时候，经常我们的主常常是心里的动了慈心。
Because he saw them as sheep without shepherd.
因为他们看见他们好像是没有牧人的羊一样。
So he will go out to them and he will preach to them and he will heal them.
因此呢，你就看见他常常就向他们讲，那么同时呢，医治他们的病。
But at this particular occasion,
但是这一次，
you find instead of our Lord going forward.To the crowd.
你看，这是我们的主并没有到百姓的当中。
He retreated into the mountain.
他就回到了山上。
And he sat down.
坐下来。
And his disciples came to him.
门徒到他跟前来。
Then he opened his mouth and he spoke to them.
那然后他就开口对门徒们说话。
According to the tradition of Latin Church.
根据拉丁教会的一个传统。
They say that the mountain is the horns of hating. Horns of hating. Hating 谷。
他们说这个山上呢是这个 hating 谷。
And it is situated between Mount Tabor and Tiberias.
这个山呢，就是在一个 Mount Tabor， 就是山和塔伯山，还有一个 Tiberias。
It's about 7 miles from Capernaum.
是在加百农旁边大概七里路的地方。
And this horn of Tabor, Hattin.
在这个山上呢，
There is the top of the mountain.
是在山顶上有一块地。
And then when you descend from the mountain, there is a lower level.
你从山上下来的时候，有一块比较低的地方。
And when the Lord spoke, Matthew chapter 5,to chapter 7.
当我们主讲到马太福音第五章和第七章的时候，
He was at the top of the mountain.
他是在山顶上。
His disciples came to him.
他的门徒们来到他面前。
And then he sat down and he opened his mouth.
然后他就坐下来就开口了。
So in other words,
换句话说，
the discourse in Matthew was given at the topOf the mountain.
马太福音这一段是在山顶上说的。
And he spoke these words to his disciples.
这些话是向门徒说的。
Even though the crowds gradually came up.
虽然这些百姓们许多的众人慢慢慢慢都来到那里。
And they also heard these words.
他们也听见了这些话。
But he did not address these words to the crowds.
但是他这些话不是向那些群众说的。
He addressed these words particularly to his own disciples.
而这些话是特别向他的门徒们说的。
Then after he finished speaking these words,
当他说完了这些话的时候，
Now according to Luke chapter 6,
根据路加福音第六章，
Maybe you turn to Luke chapter 6.
或许我们看一下路加福音第六章。
In Luke chapter 6,
路加福音第六章，
uh, Probably we will read a little bit more.
好，我们可能再多读一点。
We begin with verse 12.
我们从第十二节读起。
And it came to pass in those days that he went into the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
And when it was day, he called his disciples, and having chosen out 12 from them, whom also he named apostles.
到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为门徒。
Simon, by whom also he gave the name of Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas.
耶稣又给他有西门，这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，又有雅各和约翰，腓利和巴多罗买。
Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called Zealot, and Judas, brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who was also the betrayer.
马太和多马，加勒非的儿子雅各和奋锐党的西门，雅各的儿子犹大和卖主的加略人犹大。
Now notice verse 17.
注意第十七节。
And having descended with them, he stood on a level place, and a crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases.
耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上，同站的有许多门徒，又有许多百姓从犹太全地和耶路撒冷并推罗西顿的海边来，都要听他讲道，又指望医治他们的病。
And those that were beset by unclean spirits were healed.
还有被污鬼缠磨的也得了医治。
And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed all.
众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上出来，医好了他们。
And he lifted up his eyes upon his disciples, said, Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
耶稣举目看这门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
So you notice here in Luke chapter 6,
因此我们在这里看见路加福音第六章。
First he called 12 disciples to be apostles.
他先呼召这十二个人做他的使徒。
And then he descended from the mountain to a level place.
然后他下了山，站在一块平地上。
And then you find a crowd of disciples and a great multitude of people gathered to him.
那我们看见有许多的百姓，许多人来到他那里。
And then he began lifting up his eyes at the disciples and spoke.
然后他就举起眼睛，看见他的那些门徒，就向他们讲。
Now you find Matthew and Luke, there are similarities there in the words.
这里我们在主的话里面看见从马太和路加有相似的地方。
And yet there are differences.
可是呢也有不同的地方。
In Matthew you find these words are deeper and more mysterious.
马太福音里面这些话是讲得比较深，而且好像是比较
奥秘。Because he spoke these words to his disciples.
因为这些话是向他自己的门徒说的。
Maybe to those who are being chosen.
或许说是这些他所选择的人说的。
But in Luke chapter 6,
在路加福音第六章呢，
you find he still lifting up his eyes and spoke to the disciples.
耶稣仍旧是举目看着门徒说。
But there are crowds of disciples.
但是这里有许多许多 门徒在哪里。
And there are great multitudes there.
那有许多许多的人。
In other words, when he was speaking in Luke,
换句话说，当我们主在主的话在路加福音记载的时候，
Even though he directs his speech to his disciples,
虽然他是他这个话是对着门徒说的，
And yet he had the crowds also in mind.
他也想到了这些百姓聚集在那里。
They seem to be similar, and yet they are different.
他们好像是相同，可是里头有不同。
Now we will ask a question.
在这里我们要问一个问题。
And I think this is something very important to us.
我想这是对我们很重要的。
What does the Lord really say in the so-called Sermon on the Mount?
在所谓的山上教训里面，或者登山宝训里面，我们的主真正的说了什么？
When you read Matthew 5-7,
当我们读马太福音第五章到第七章的时候，
What is your impression?
你的印象是什么？
What do you think the Lord is trying to say to you?
你想主在这里要向你说什么？
And how should you respond to his words?
你是应该如何的对他所说的话有反应呢？
Usually we think of the Sermon of the Mount.
通常当我们想到这个山上教训的时候，
As our Lord Jesus giving us a new law.
好像说是这个是我们的主耶稣给我们一个新的律法。
The law of the kingdom of the heavens.
就是天国的律法。
You know, Moses gave the law to the children of Israel.
摩西把律法带给以色列的百姓。
For them to keep.
要让他们遵守的。
Now if they keep the commandments,
就是他们遵守这些律法。
Then they will be God's people.
他们就成为神的百姓。
And God will be their God.
神就成为他们的神。
So people said, when our Lord Jesus spoke on the sermon, or on the Sermon on the Mount.
所以人说，当我们主耶稣说这个山上教训的时候，
He was giving a new law.
他是给了一个新的律法。
The law of the kingdom of the heavens.
是天国的律法。
He gave these laws that we may keep.
他给我们这些律法，好让我们能够遵守。
And by keeping them, we will be the citizens of the kingdom.
若是我们遵守的话，我们就可以成为天国的公民。
Now, there is a question.
问题是这个。
Can anyone keep the words in the Sermon on the Mount?
有没有人能够遵守、遵行这个山上教训里面的话？
Now, if you have never tried, you may think that you can.
你是从来没有试过的话，你会觉得，你可能会觉得说我可以。
But if you really study the Sermon on the Mount,
可是你若是真正的读这个山上的教训，
And if you really take these words by heart,
你若是心里面好好的想这些的话，
And you really want to do whatever the Lord has commanded.
你若是真正想要做山上教训里面所告诉我们的每一句话。
Do you think you can do it?
你认为你可以做到吗？
Many have tried.
许多人试过。
But the more you try, the more you feel it is beyond you.
可是你越试，你就越觉得这些话是超过我的能力范围以外。
By our natural life, we will never be able to fulfill these words.
靠着我们自己的自然的人、天然的人，我们没有办法遵行这些话。
Then why are these words being given?
那为什么主要给我们这些话呢？
What are really the meaning of these words?
这些话的意义到底是什么呢？
I think this is something we need really to grasp.
我想这件事情是我们需要抓到的。
We believe that a Sermon on the Mount is not a new law.
我们相信山上的教训不是新的律法。
It's not a law for us to keep.
不是要让我们遵行的律法。
Because this is humanly impossible.
因为在人说这是不可能的。
There is only one person who does keep these words.
只有一个人，只有一位，他能遵行这些律法。
And that is our Lord Himself.
那是我们的主自己。
When He was in this world,
当他在这世上的时候
you find that He literally fulfilled every word that He has spoken.
你看见他在这里在世上的时候他真正的做到了他自己所说的每一句话。
He is all righteous.
他是完全的公义。
But aside from Him,
但是在他以外
there is no one who is able to keep these words.
没有一个人能遵行这些话。
Then, what are these words?
那么这些话到底是什么呢？
What is the real meaning behind these words?
这些话后面的意思到底是什么呢？
What does these words really tell us?
这些话真正是告诉我们什么事呢？
We believe.
我们相信。
That here, in the Sermon on the Mount,
在这里，在这个登山宝训里面，
the Lord is telling us what is the character, the nature of the kingdom of the heavens.
在这里我们相信主也借着这些话告诉我们那个天国的性质天国的特点天国的性格。
So very different is the kingdom of the heavens than all the kingdoms on this earth.
那天国跟世上一切的国度是非常不一样。
Yeah, in what way it is different?
在哪一方面，怎么说它不一样呢？
Because the kingdom of the heavens takes its character from the king of the heavens.
因为天国的个性格，天国的个性是从这个国王那里出来的。
Here our Lord demonstrates to us.
这里我们的主向我们让我们看见
who he is and what he is.
他是谁他是什么
When he was on this earth,
当他在这世上的时候
he brings the heaven upon this earth.
他把天国带到世上来
he lived a heavenly life upon this earth.
他在世上过一个天上的生活
and this is what the kingdom of heavens is like.
这就是天国就是像这个样子
In other words,
换句话说
the kingdom of the heavens is characterized by the king himself.
天国的特性就是国王的特性。
He expresses himself.
他把他自己表明出来。
And it is a description of his life.
是他自己的生命他自己生活的一个描写。
That's the way he lived on this earth.
这就是他在世上如何过生活。
And that's the way all the sons of the kingdom shall live.
这就是天国一切的众子都该在世上过这样的生活。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
you find that these words are not given as law to be kept.
你就发觉这些话不是是一个新的律法要我们来遵守的。
These words are the description of a life.
这些话是对一个生命的描写。
And it shows us what this heavenly life is like.
让我们看见这属天的生命是什么样子。
Now, if we live by that life,
若是我们靠着这样的生命来活，
then we will live in this way.
那我们就过一个这样的生活。
So it is a matter of life.
因此这是一个生命的问题。
It is a matter of grace.
这是一个恩典的问题。
The Sermon on the Mount is not a law.
山上的教训不是一个律法。
It is grace.
是恩典。
God has given us His own life.
神把他自己的生命给了我们。
Our Lord Jesus Himself is our life.
我们主耶稣自己是我们的生命。
And He lives within us.
他在我们里面生。
If we allow Him to live out through us.
他在我们里面生活。若是我们让他从我们的生活里生命里面活出来。
Then this will be the way that we live.
那这就是我们每天怎么生活。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
do not take the Sermon on the Mount as a law for us to keep.
不要把山上的教训看成一个律法而让我们来持守。
But rather see that it is grace.
我们要看见山上的教训是恩典。
We thank God that His life is in us.
感谢主，感谢神，他的生命在我们里面。
And now with these words before us,
那现在这些话说到我们面前，
we know how we shall live by that life on this earth.
我们就知道我们怎么样靠着我们里面那个生命在这个世界上过日子。
So this is what the Sermon on the Mount is all about.
所以这就是山上教训的意义。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
we are not as pure as our Lord Jesus.
我们不像我们的主这么样的单纯。
Even though we have His life within us,
虽然我们里头有他的生命，
and this life has a new nature,
这个生命里头有一个新的性质，
and this new nature is heavenward.
这个新的性质是向着天上的。
And if we follow this nature,
就是我们跟着这个里面的这个性质来，
it will develop
有同样的属天的这些性质，
as our Lord himself，
好像我们主自己一样。
But brothers and sisters，
但是弟兄姊妹，
unfortunately we still have our old life within us，
不幸的就是说我们自己里头还有我们的老旧的生命。
With that old life we will never be able to performThe words in the sermon.
用我们自己的老旧生命，我们从来没有办法活出来那个山上的教训。
There is only one way to live out these words.
只有一个办法，一条路可以让我们活出这些话。
If we live by the new life given to us.
就是我们要靠着那个新的生命来活。
That new life has been proven.
这新的生命是经过试验的。
It has been demonstrated on this earth.
它是已经是给我们在世上我们可以看得见的。
When our Lord was on earth,
当我们主在世上的时候，
He demonstrated to us.
他向我们表现
what this heavenly life is like.
那属天的生命是什么样子？
And that is what the kingdom of the heavens is like.
那就是天国是什么样子？
It has been tested.
这是被试验过的。
And proved to be true.
是考验过的，能够证明是真的。
But The requirement is,
有一个要求，
you have to live by that life.
你必须要靠着那一个生命来活。
So, brothers and sisters,
你是弟兄姊妹们，
how do we enter into this life?
我们怎么能够进入这样的生活呢？
How can we live by that life and not by that old life?
我们怎么能够用那个新的生命来活，而不是用那个旧的生命来活呢？
And this is where the cross must work in us.
这就是十字架必须在我们的生活里面，在我们的身上做事。
The cross has to work in our lives.
十字架必须在我们的生活里面，生命里面做事。
To put that which is of the flesh to death.
把我们那个肉体的生命致死。
So that this new lifeMay be able to take over.
好让那个新的生命在我们里面能够做主。
This is why our Lord Jesus said.
这就是为什么我们主耶稣说。
If you want to follow me,
你若是要跟随我，
you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me.
你必须要弃绝你自己，拿起你的十字架，每天跟随我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
We are his disciples.
我们是他的门徒。
We are to learn of him.
我们需要从他那里学。
We are to be yoked together with him.
我们需要与他一同负轭。
You remember in Matthew chapter 11.
你记得马太福音第十一章。
Our Lord Jesus said.
我们主耶稣说。
Yoke with me.
与我同轭。
And learn of me.
学我的样式。
For I'm low and meekly in spirit.
因为我是柔和谦卑。
And you shall find,
灵里有柔和谦卑。
And you shall find rest in your soul.
你在我的里面，你的魂要找到安息。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
We are not only saved.
我们不但得救了。
We are called to be disciples.
我们被他呼召做他的门徒。
We need to learn of him.
我们需要学他。
See how his life works.
看他的生命是怎么活的。
But then we realize.
然后但是我们也感觉到。
We have that old life within us.
我们里头有一个老旧的生命。
That Adamic life is still there.
那亚当的生命还在那里。
And it tries to live the old way.
那个生命在催促我们过一个老旧的生活。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
他给了我们圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
So whenever our old life began to raise its head,
所以每一次当我们这个旧生命、老旧的生命要抬头的时候，
the Holy Spirit within us will remind us.
圣灵在我们里面提醒我们。
Because the anointing within us, He will teach us in all things.
因为恩膏在我们里面。叫凡事教训我们。
Big things and small things.
大事小事。
And whatever he teaches is true.
他所教训的每一件事情都是真的。
And if we obey his teaching, we abide in Christ.
若是我们遵守他的他给我们的教训，我们就住在主里面。
So thank God.
感谢神。
He has not only given us a new life.
他不但给了我们一个新的生命，
But he has given us the Holy Spirit.
他也给了我们圣灵，
And he is there within us, teaching us.
圣灵在我们的里面教导我们。
You know, every believer has the Holy Spirit dwelt in him or in her.
你知道，每一个信徒在他里面都有圣灵住在里面。
And the Holy Spirit is teaching us daily.
每一天，圣灵在里面教训我们。
AndWhat we need is to listen to his small voice.
我们需要的就是能听他里面微小的声音。
And when we obey the Holy Spirit,
当我们能够顺从圣灵，
then you'll find our old man, our flesh, is being put to death.
我们就看见我们的老旧的自己，老旧的人这个肉体就被致死了。
And the new life within us is given the opportunity to live.
有一个机会给了我们里面的新生命，让它可以活出来。
At the same time,
同时
the Holy Spirit arranges our circumstances.
圣灵在我们四周安排环境。
He is the one who orders our environment.
圣灵安排我们四周围的环境。
To a believer, nothing comes by chance.
对一个信的人，信徒，没有这个偶然的事情。
Because we are so precious to the Lord.
因为在主的眼中，我们是这样的宝贵。
So the Holy Spirit will arrange our daily life.
因此，圣灵会安排我们生活的每一面。
And whatever happened to us,
在我们身上发生的每一件事，
there is a meaning behind it.
都有一个美意。
The Holy Spirit tried to use these things.
圣灵用这些事情。
To bring our old man, our flesh, to death.
来致使我们的老旧的生命。
And to release
肉体。
The new life within us.
好让我们新的生命能够被释放出来。
So we need to learn.
因此我们需要学。
We need to deny ourselves.
我们需要弃绝我们自己。
Deny ourselves is very simple.
要弃绝自己是很容易的。
It means that I do not know you.
很简单的，意思就是说我不认识你。
You remember Peter?
你记不记得彼得？
He denied the Lord.
他否认了主。
And he said, I don't know him.
彼得说我不认识他。
But unfortunately, he then denied the wrong person.
可是不幸的，他是否认了一个不对的人。
He should deny himself.
他应该否认自己。
He said, I don't know you.
他应该对自己说我不认识你。
But he denied the Lord.
但是他对主说
And how,
他指着主说我不认识你。
How often we did the same thing.
我们经常做这样的事情。
Whenever our old man rises up.
每一次当我们里面的老旧的人抬头的时候。
We should tell him, I don't know you.
我们应该跟他说我不认识你。
And then we take up the cross.
那我们拿起了十字架。
And follow the Lord.
跟随我们的主。
And by doing that,
这样做的话,
you find the Holy Spirit began to do the work of transformation in our lives.
你发觉圣灵开始在我们的生活里面做这个改变的工作。
And he will gradually transform us from glory to glory.
他就把我们改变从荣上加荣。
Even as by the Lord the Spirit.
好像主的灵所造成的。
So this is the way how we enter into this heavenly life.
这就是我们如何能够进入这个属天生命。
Now brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When you read the Sermon of the Mount,
当你读山上教训的时候,
what is your feeling?
你的感觉是如何呢?
If you're honest,
但是你诚实的话,
what is your feeling?
你里头的感觉是怎样呢?
Probably your feeling is being condemned.
你的感觉可能是说, 我做错, 我被定罪。
The more you read the Sermon of the Mount, the more condemned you become.
你越读登山的教训，你越觉得被定罪。
Now why is it so?
为什么呢？
It is because you take the Sermon on the Mount as a law.
因为你把登山教训当作一个律法。
And you try to keep it yourself.
你想要靠自己的办法
来遵守遵行它。And you find this is beyond you.
你发觉这个是我办不到的。
But this is not the purpose of the Sermon on the Mount.
但是登山教训的目的不是这个。
The purpose of the Sermon on the Mount is actually an encouragement.
山上教训的目的实在是鼓励我们。
It shows us how wonderful is the life God has given to us.
让我们看见那个神所给我们的生命是何等的美丽。
Or to put it more clearly, how wonderful is the Lord in us.
换句话说说是更清楚的说，就是我们里面的主的生命是何等的美丽。
So it encourages to discover him.
因此他鼓励我们来发现他。
It encourages to lean upon him.
鼓励我们来仰靠他。
To trust in him.
鼓励我们来真正的依靠他。
Now if we really trust in him.
就是我们真正的相信他。
You will find this is the result.
你就会发觉结果就是这样。
Now that is what the Sermon on the Mount is all about.
这就是山上教训的意思。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this morning,
今天早上,
I have only one burden.
我只有一个负担。
And that is, I hope every brother and sister,
这负担就是说我盼望每一位弟兄每一位姊妹
will see the Sermon on the Mount with a different viewpoint.
我的负担就是让每一位弟兄每一位姊妹从另外一个角度来看那个登山上的教训。
Do not allow the Sermon on the Mount to condemn you.
不要让山上的教训来定罪你。
But rather, let it encourage you.
而让山上的教训来鼓励你。
Knowing that with man it is impossible, with God all things are possible.
知道在人不能，但神凡事都能。
And if we can have this kind of attitude,
就是我们有这样的一个态度。
Then you go to read the Sermon on the Mount.
但你再来读山上的教训。
And whenever you find there's something lacking,
当我们看见有什么地方我缺乏了，
you look to the Lord.
你就仰望主。
And say, Lord,
你说主啊，
with me it is impossible.
对我来说这是不可能的。
But with you it is possible.
还是在你没有难成的事。
I want to put my confidence in you.
我愿意把我的把握给你。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主来帮助我们。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, how we want to praise and thank Thee.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Because you love us so much.
因为你这样的爱我们。
You have not only given your life to us.
你不但把你自己的生命给了我们。
But you show us by your word.
你自己用你自己的话让我们看见。
How wonderful is that life?
多美丽的生命。
How practical is that life?
是多实际的生命。
How livable is that life?
这生命实在可以活出来。
So dear Lord, we do ask thee.
亲爱的主，我们求你。
To enable us to really lean upon thy life.
让我们真正可以靠着你的生命。
And let our life be released from and through us.
让这个生命从我们里面能够活出来。
That thy name may be honored and glorified.
好让你的名被高举。
Again, we commit ourselves to thy word.
主，我们把我们自己放在你话语的面前。
And may thy Holy Spirit lead us into all truth.
求你的圣灵领我们进入一切真理。
That thou mayest be honored and glorified.
好让你自己得到荣耀，得到尊贵。
We ask in thy precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。